高兴能够再一次见到弟兄姊妹们。
I'm very happy to see brothers and sisters.
很可惜没能够见到这个诗班的弟兄姊妹。
Too bad I'm not able to see the brothers and sisters in our choir.
我们的诗班实在值得我们多多为他们祷告，为他们感谢主。
And we really need to pray and praise God for our choir and the performance.
带领诗班的王教授已经快90岁了。
The choir director, Professor Wang, is already 90 years old.
这一次他们出去的有很多都是伤兵，有的人脚上都有洞，这个。但是他们还是到处去传福音，而且神也很祝福他们。
And this year we have a lot of the choir members who are sick and have just weaknesses, but God has blessed them in their performance.
Yeah, 我们的这个徐建徐长老最近从广西回来，在那个地方也祝福了。当地教会的他们的聚会。
And Elder Xu just came back from Guangxi, China, and he was very blessed to be with them and to be with that church.
徐弟兄今年是应该78岁。
And Elder Xu is 78 this year.
我所以讲这些，就是希望弟兄姊妹们不要。找太多的借口不来聚会不侍奉主。
And I bring this up so that brothers and sisters won't have an excuse for not serving or coming to these meetings.
我们的教会虽然不是一个大教会，但是过去这么多年也看到神的恩典，神的祝福在我们中间。
Although we're not a very big church, but we do see God's blessing and provisions throughout these years for our church.
所以我希望弟兄姊妹们为这个小小的教会在神的面前祷告，同时觉得很骄傲。
So we hope that everyone puts this little church up in your prayers and that all of you are very proud of this little church.
今天的或者说历代以来基督徒一个很不好的一个表现就是懒惰。
And one of the bad habits of a Christian is that they're laziness.
总是有理由不聚会不侍奉。
There's always an excuse or a reason to not serve.
弟兄姊妹们让我们不要忘记我们的神在今天还继续在做工。
Don't forget, brothers and sisters, even now, today, our Lord is still working.
所以我们不应该找借口懒惰。
So we should have no excuses to be lazy.
今天我继续跟弟兄姊妹们讲上一次所讲的第二篇。
So I'd like to share the second message in this my series.
我这个题目叫做读经能够让信徒灵命长进。
And the title is The Necessity of Studying the Bible.
我们每一位弟兄姊妹都应该问问自己，过去这一年，我灵命长进了没有，还是退步了
？And those of us that are Christians, we should ask ourselves, do we grow in our spiritual life this year, or have we slipped?
假如你灵命没有长进的话，有一个很重要的原因就是你不读圣经。
And if you have not grown this year, one of the main reasons is that you don't read the Bible.
基督徒很多就是 从来不读经。
And there's a lot of Christians that don't read the Bible at all.
另外有一些基督徒以为到教会到教堂来读几篇圣经就够了。
And there are other Christians that think that just by coming to church and reading a few passages is enough.
弟兄姊妹，圣经告诉我们，圣经是我们的灵粮。
And the Bible tells us that God's word is our food.
你不读圣经，你的灵命就不可能长进。
And if you don't read God's word, there's no way that you can grow.
我们读彼得前书第二章。
Let us turn to 1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章第一节到第三节。
And we'll read from verse 1 to 3.
这是我们很熟悉的经文。
This is a passage that we're all very familiar with.
所以你们既除去一切的恶毒、诡诈并假善、嫉妒和一切毁谤的话，就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此渐长，以致得救。你们若尝过主恩的滋味，就必如此。
So put away all malice and all deceit and hypocrisy and envy and all slander. Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up into salvation. If indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good.
我们一同祷告。
Let us all pray.
主啊，用你的话对我们的心说话。
Lord, may you use your words to speak to our hearts.
让我们不但明了你话语对我们灵命的重要性。
So that we can understand how important it is for your word to affect our spiritual life.
而且能够激励儿女们多多的读你的话，爱你的话。
And to encourage your children to read your word and to love your word.
保守我们的诗班。
May you watch over our choir.
求主今天能够使用这些身体不太健壮的老年的弟兄姊妹出去拯救他人的灵魂。
May you bless and watch over the choir members who areSick or who have weaknesses in their body, you give them the strength so that they can use their performance to save lost souls.
我们虽然无法跟他们一同出去做工，
although we can't be with them out there to work,
求主赐给我们祷告的灵来。为这些奔跑的弟兄姊妹们祷告。
But may you grant us a spirit of prayer so that we can pray for them.
也求主借着这些弟兄姊妹们把福音传给那些爱慕你话语的人。
And may you use them to share the salvation and the gospel to those that love you and your word.
主你也祝福我们今天的聚会。
And may you also bless our meeting here.
使用你自己的话语。
May you use your own word.
这样祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
And we pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
一个信徒的长进，并不是根据他圣经知识的增加。
A believer's growth is not measured by how much knowledge they have or increased in their knowledge of the Bible.
或者他的德行的改进
or their change in behavior.
而我们要看这个人长进不长进，是要看他的灵命是否长进。
When we see whether if a person has grown, we need to look at if their spiritual life has grown.
什么叫灵命长进？
What does it meanWhat does spiritual growth mean?
灵命长进就是我们要顺服圣灵 更像主耶稣基督的性情跟行为。
The spiritual growth is submitting to the Spirit so that we can be more and more like our Jesus in life and in behavior.
神的心目中盼望他的儿女每一个人慢慢慢慢的越来越像他的儿子。
And it is God's heart for all of his children to be more and more like his son Jesus.
所以我们假如要让我们的灵命长进的话我们必须要像主耶稣的性情跟行为那样子才能够满足神的心意。
So if we all want to grow in our spiritual life, we need to work on and we need to be more and more like Jesus in heart and in behavior.
刚才我们读了彼得前书第二章。
We just read 1 Peter chapter 2.
那里讲到我们每一个神的儿女都需要读神的话都需要接收神给我们的灵来就是他的话语。
And in there we just read that it tells us that we need to read God's word and to receive pure spiritual milk.
在希伯来书第五章十二节到十四节
And in Hebrews chapter 5
那里把神的话称为干粮。
Verse 12 to 14, it talks about how God's word is solid food.
灵来跟干粮都是神的话。
Milk and solid food are both God's word.
只是程度深浅的不同。
But the difference is the depth.
你刚刚信主，你就是吃奶。
If you're a new believer, you would drink milk.
等到你长大了一点，你就可以吃干粮。
And once you've grown a little, you can take solid food.
这都是讲到神的话。
But this is all referring to God's word.
那么圣经的知识跟干粮当然是有分别的。
But there is a difference between the knowledge and solid food.
圣经的知识是讲到我们头脑里头的知识。
And this knowledge we're referring to is just head knowledge.
但是我们还可以把灵粮经过了圣灵着工而成为信徒灵命的养分。
But using this spiritual milk, the Spirit can turn that into nutrition for a believer.
你刚刚信主，你只能懂圣经里的简单的话。
So if you're a new believer, you can only understand the passages that are easy to understand.
So 那是你吃奶的一个阶段。
So that is the phase where you would drink milk.
那些只不过是头脑里面的知识。
But those are just head knowledge.
可是神他所盼望于他儿女的是经过了圣灵着工而成为他灵命的养分。
But it's God's heart that the spiritual milk can turn into nutrition for his children.
这些都跟主的爱相连。
And this is in relation to the love that he has for us.
我们读了圣经之后就能够对主的爱有认识。
Once we've read God's word, we can come to an understanding we can understand God's love.
而且我们能够有主爱我们的经历。
And we can experience that love that comes from God.
所以弟兄姊妹 你读了经以后，你才能够经历到神的爱。
So dear brothers and sisters, it's only if you've read God's word, then you can experience God's love.
神的爱对信徒来讲是一个很重要的一个认识。
The understanding of God's love is very important to a believer.
今天很多基督徒随口就讲，哎呀，主真是爱我们啊，还讲出许多的好像经历来。
There's a lot of Christians today that always talks about God's love and references certain experiences that they have.
可是讲这些话的人不一定真正的经历过主爱他的经历。
But those people that, that say these words may not have truly experienced it.
不一定真正的了解什么是神的爱。
But they may not have truly experienced what it means to receive God's love.
许多时候我们误解了神的爱。
And a lot of times we misunderstand God's love.
我们有的时候认为从神来的处分不是神的爱。Punishment.
Oh. Sometimes when we are punished, we feel we're not loved by God.
这个是人的想法。
But that is man's perspective.
我们做小孩子的时候被妈妈爸爸叫回来打屁股，打了之后他说爸爸妈妈不爱我。
So when we are younger and kids and we're disciplined by our parents with a spanking, we often think that, oh, our parents don't love us.
可是弟兄姊妹，常常我们会发现主的爱在对我们的管教里头表现出来。
But oftentimes we'll realize that God's love is manifested in the discipline that He has for us.
我从前跟弟兄姊妹讲过，我认识就是了解我母亲对我的爱，是因为她管教我，管教得很厉害。
And I've shared this before that I've come to an understanding of my own mother's love for me through her disciplining me.
我从前为着母亲打我，我很不喜欢我的母亲，甚至于恨我的母亲。
And I used to have a feeling towards my mother when she used to discipline me, almost to the point of hating her.
后来我的母亲打了我之后，自己把房门关起来，在里面痛哭。
Oftentimes after my mother has disciplined me, I would find her in her room with closed doors, and she would often shed tears.
从这件事情上，我才了解我母亲真正是爱我的。
From seeing her crying about hitting me, I come to realize that, oh, my mother really truly loves me.
我十五岁离开了我的母亲。
I left my mother when I was 15.
从此以后没有再见过她。
And I've never seen her since.
一直到今天，我还想我的母亲，爱我的母亲。
And until today, I still think about her and still love her.
因为我的母亲，因为爱我而管教我。
Because I know that because of my mother's love, that my mother loves me, she disciplines me.
我盼望我们当中有儿女的不要忘记，你若是爱你的孩子，你必须要管教你的孩子。
I hope to remind everyone that have kids that if you love your children, you would discipline them.
拼命的给好东西给小孩子吃，买玩具给他，认为这个就是爱儿女。
And just because you give them good things and toys and candy to eat, you think that that's the way you love them.
这样的父母会常常受到儿女当面的一种顶撞，他觉得这个孩子，哎呀，真是啊，我这么爱他，他都不能够了解。
And sometimes these children will rebel, these parents, and you would come to say that, how come they don't obey me and know that and love me? I treat them so well.
你对他的爱,他不能够领受。
They're not able to receive the love that you give them.
因为你不管教你的孩子。
Because you don't discipline your children.
所以我特别劝告我们中间做母亲的, 不要忘记, 你必定要很严厉地管教你的儿女。
So I want to remind the mothers that you need to discipline your children.
儿女第一件事情不可以做的, 就是对父母的管教反抗。
The first thing a children that must not do is rebel against the discipline that you have for your children.
小孩子的时候, 就跟父亲母亲, 我们叫回嘴。
When they're young, they talk back.
这件事情绝对不能够容忍。
You cannot allow that.
我不知看了多少的父母, 跟管教孩子的时候, 孩子比他的声音还大。
I've seen many times where the children's voices are much louder than the parents when they are disciplining them.
这种爱绝对不是真爱。
And that type of love is not true love.
所以我们要了解神的爱往往是很严厉的爱。
So we have to understand that a lot of times God's love is a strict love.
所以我们要了解神的心是像从前许多这个读书的人叫做望子成龙。
So we have to
expect your son to grow up to be a dragon.
Yeah. We all want our children to grow up to be dragons.
因为对中国人来讲,这个龙是了不起的一个动物。
Because to the Chinese, dragons are an exceptional creature.
父母都是望子成龙。
So all the parents want our children to be like dragons.
但是你假如要望子成龙的话,你必须要严厉的管教。
But if you want your children to become like dragons, then you need to discipline them strictly.
我希望 今天在此地做父母的回去之后, 你的孩子提到朱长老, 就讨厌。
I hope that for the parents that your children would hate Elder Chu for saying this.
这个是真的爱。
This is true love.
你只有在圣经里头, 才能够看到, 这一种的爱的管教。
You can only find this type of discipline and love in Scripture, in God's Word.
那么我们今天要谈谈神的话怎么样子增长信徒的灵命。
So today we're going to talk about, well, how does God's Word help us, help the His children grow spiritually?
首先我们要了解神的话,圣经说是带着能力的。
But first, we have to understand that God's Word in Scripture has power.
你若是真正读过圣经, 你就知道神做事不是用手来做的。
And if you're familiar with the Scripture, you'll know that when God does something, He doesn't use His hands.
他没有用他的手来造万物。
He didn't use his hands to create all things.
他所用的是他的话。
What he uses is his word.
整个的宇宙都是他用话做出来的。
The whole universe was created by his word.
这就是神,他做事就是用他的话语来做。
So when God works, he uses his word.
主耶稣用神的话, 抵挡了撒旦的试探。
And Jesus used God's word to defend against the temptations thrown at him by Satan.
你看在马太福音第四章那里描写主耶稣怎么样子抵挡撒旦的这个引诱。
And we see in Matthew chapter 4 how Jesus defended against Satan's temptations using God's word.
他抵挡了撒旦的引诱是用生命记里面的话语。
And he used scripture from Deuteronomy to defend against Satan.
你跟我也应该这样子来抵挡撒旦。
So for us, we need to also use God's word to defend against Satan.
我希望撒旦在引诱我们的时候，我们有神的话去抵挡他。
And I hope that when we come across temptations by Satan, we can also be ready to use God's word to defend against it.
以弗所书第六章十七节告诉我们，神的话是圣灵的宝剑。
In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17, we see that the word of God is the sword.
神的话有改变生命和人心的能力。
And God's word has the power to change a man's heart, a man's life.
弟兄姊妹，一个人的重生是靠着神的话。
And a person's rebirth is accomplished by God's word.
罗马书第十章十七节告诉我们，是圣灵用神的话重生了我们。
And in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, it talks about hearing God's word that allows us to be reborn.
The Holy Spirit saved us by God's word. 所以一个人得救必定要有圣灵的工作。
So when a person is saved, it must be, has to be the work of the Holy Spirit.
我希望弟兄姊妹记得这句话。
I hope that all of you guys remember this word, these words.
常常你问人，你得救没有啊？
A lot of times we ask people, have you been saved?
哦，我小时候就洗了，受了洗了。
And they would respond, oh, I've been baptized when I was very young.
我在那个教会里的做基督徒已经做了十几年了。
I've been a Christian at that church for many years.
弟兄姊妹，一个人的得救必须要有圣灵的工作。
But brothers and sisters, a person's salvation needs to have the work of the Holy Spirit.
不是说是因为你讲哦，我现在要信耶稣就可以。
It's not just about saying, right now I want to believe in Jesus.
我们所说的是属灵的事情，是属神的事情，是十分的奇妙的一件事。
And what we're talking about is something that is miraculous. We're talking about the work of God and work of the Spirit.
我们最近在 Fontana 那一边，算是一个传福音的聚会。
Recently in Fontana Church, we've had gospel events.
很多人到教会来，你问他，你信主没有？
There's a lot of people that came to the church, and you ask them, "Have you believed in Christ, in Jesus?"
哦，我已经三代的基督徒。
But they would respond, oh, I'm a third generation Christian.
弟兄姊妹，神只有儿子，没有孙子的。
So, dear brothers and sisters, God only has sons and daughters, but no grandchildren.
所以这件事情是很重要的。
But this is a very important point.
你要得救，你必须要由神来给你生命。
If you want to be saved, you need to have God give you life.
你做了好人，做了好事，啊，自己心里面想要得救，都没有用。
if you're a good person and you do good deeds, and but that's no use to becoming saved.
神所拯救的人是从圣灵的工作来改变你这个人的，从里到外，你是一个什么？是一个叫做新人。
God saves people through the work of the Holy Spirit to change them and they become a new creation.
今天教会里的基督徒很少是新人。
There's not a lot of new created beings or created people in the church that are not newly created.
他在信主之前这个样子，信主之后。 人就是这个样子。
They were one way before they believed in Jesus, and afterwards they're the same person.
没有圣灵的工作在这个人的身上。
You cannot see the work of the Holy Spirit in their life.
因此，他的生命没改变。
That's why there's no change in their life.
一个改变了的信徒，跟一个没有改变的信徒。 有天壤之隔。There's
a huge difference between a changed person, a Christian, and a Christian that hasn't been changed.
一个信主的人已经有了神的生命在他里头的，他星期天不会说：“哎呀，今天那个电影很好啊，我不能够失去，我一定要去看电影。”A
person that is changed by the Spirit will never wake up on Sunday and say, oh, I'm not going to go to church, I'm going to go watch.
没有任何的事情比到教会来敬拜神更重要。
Nothing is more important to coming to church to worship God to a newly changed Christian.
所以弟兄姊妹，每次当人家问你是不是基督徒的时候，你要再三去问问你自己。
So the next time someone asks you if are you a Christian, you need to ask yourself.
圣灵在我身上有工作吗?
Is there the work of the Holy Spirit in my life?
你假如有把握说我是圣灵给我的新生命,
are you confident that you can say that the Spirit has given me a new life?
不是你要怎么样就怎么样。
It's not just about whether you want to, whatever you want to do.
是神的工作。
It has to be the work of God.
所以你必须要有圣灵的工作。
So you need to have the work of the Spirit in your life.
圣经告诉我们，我们这个得救的人。 是圣灵用神的话重生了我们。
Scripture tells us that we are saved by hearing God's word and that we are reborn.
雅各书一章十八节，彼得前书一章二十三、二十五节都告诉我们这个真理。
And this truth is recorded in James chapter 1 verse 18 and also in 1 Peter.
第二方面我们要讲的就是神的话语是他跟信徒交通的一个管道。The
second time we're going to talk about is that God's word is the conduit of how God speaks to us.
为什么一个基督徒要读经要祷告?
Why does a Christian need to read God's word and pray?
祷告是我向神 说话,
prayer is us speaking with God.
读经是神向我说话,
and reading God's word is God speaking to us.
你不祷告，你跟神没有办法交通。
And if you don't pray, there's no way you can communicate with God.
你不读经，你听不到神的话。
If you don't read God's word, you're not able to hear Him speaking to you.
很多基督徒说：“神啊，请你今天夜里跟我显现呢，跟我讲话。”
And there are people that say, oh God, and ask God, when I sleep tonight, please reveal your word to me.
在旧约里头，神很清楚地告诉我们，不要去乱跟神讲话。
And in the Old Testament, it talks about, it tells us not to
use the wrong way to communicate.
Don't use the wrong ways to communicate with God.
神跟人很少在梦里的讲话。
God doesn't speak to man in dreams often.
所以今天我们很多的基督徒都在靠着那些古古怪怪的方法，认为那就是神。
So many Christians today think of all these weird ways, and think that that's how God is speaking to them.
我第一次回到大陆去，这个找了很多教会里头的人，问问他你是什么信主的。
And I visited many churches in China, and I would ask them, how did you come to know the Lord?
十个里的至少有八个都跟我讲，哦，我是头疼，我是鼻子疼，我是哪里疼，哎，然后神就这个医治了我，所以我就信主。
And 8 out of 10 of them said that they had some type of illness, and they asked for healing, and they were healed, and that's how they come to know the Lord.
我们的神是一位医治的神。
Now our God is a God that heals.
但是我们的神很少用医治来拯救世上的人。
But our God does not use healing to save people.
因为圣经上告诉我们，我们要怎么样子跟神交通。
Because the scripture tells us how we need to communicate with God.
讲到这种异象、异梦这些东西，我个人也有很多的经历。
Now, in regards to miraculous visions or miraculous dreams, I also have many experiences.
但是我始终不相信这些古怪的这个遭遇。
But I don't believe in weird experiences.
Yes. 在我这一生里头，我就刚才讲到有很多这样子奇妙的经历。
And there's many experiences in my life.
所以我个人觉得神在我的生命里头给了我许许多多他怎么样子跟我交通。
So I personally feel that through these experiences, I have an understanding of how God communicates with me.
最可靠的我发现是他的话。
And the most reliable is using his word.
多年前我的岳父他盼望能够到美国来。
Many years ago, my father-in-law hoped to come to the States.
但是他已经有了那个很严重的这个肠癌。
But he had very serious colon cancer.
Yeah. 那么他跟我的太太讲，他说你假如要我来的话，你必须要让我把我的妈妈一起带过来。
Well, he told my wife that if he really hoped for me to come, you'd have to also take your mother too.
那么我的这个祖母啊，就是我太太的祖母啊，她是一个 senile， 她根本不认识人的。
祖母是grandmother，
Mrs. Chu's grandmother.
Yeah, the grandma. Oh, the so my wife's grandmother at the time was senile.
所以他假如 把爸爸接来的话，他必须要把这个祖母也要带来。
So if she was to take in her father, she'd also have to take in her grandmother.
我的太太觉得她应该把他们两老接过来。
So my wife thought that, oh, we need to take in both.
但是她也知道她有丈夫有孩子还要在教会里的侍奉。
But she also knew realistically that she has to take care of husband, her sons, and also serving the church.
所以她为了这件事她就在神的面前祷告。
So because of all of these things, she prayed to the Lord.
因为我们相信假如神要对我说话的话圣经会对我说话。
Because we believe that if God wants to speak to us, He'll use His word to speak to us.
祷告了差不多一两个星期我的太太跟我讲她说我已经知道是神的心意要我把祖母跟爸爸接来。
After praying for a few weeks, she came to me and said that it is God's will, I think it, that we take in both my father and my grandmother.
我说你凭什么讲这个话?
So I asked her, why do you say this? Why are you so confident in this?
我太太说,神已经给了我话。
My wife said, God already has given me his word.
所以弟兄姊妹,你若是不读神的话,你就不知道什么叫做神给了我的话。
So if you don't read God's word, brothers and sisters, you would never understand what it means that God gave me His word.
哥林多后书第三章哥林多后书第三章第四第五两节
In 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 4 and 5
这第四第五两节是这么讲我们因基督，所以在上帝面前才有这样的信心。信心是从神来的啊。
So verse 4, such is
并不是我们凭自己能承担什么事，我们所能承担的乃是出于上帝。
So in verse 4, it says, such is the confidence that we have through Christ.Toward God. And here's the confidence that we have is through Christ. And in verse 4, not that we are sufficient in ourselves to claim anything as coming from us, but our sufficiency is from God.
所以我的太太说神对我讲话说是虽然我不能够承担但是他会替我承担。
So my wife tells me that God has spoken to her and says thateven though I'm not sufficient, but God is sufficient.
我读了圣经，我同意他的说法。
And after reading God's word myself, I agree with her.
所以我的岳父，我的那个老，我们叫他姥姥，都跑到美国来了。
So after that, both my father-in-law and grandmother-in-law both came to the States.
四年之后他们两老都死在我家里。
After 4 years, both of them passed away in my own home.
因为神的话所以我们毫无问题的相信。
Because God's word, we have no doubts and we believe.
可是弟兄姊妹你真正相信神的话是真的吗？
But do you really believe that God's word is true?
假如你面临我们家里这个光景，你肯不肯在圣经上查两句话来说，哦，我相信这两个老人，我都可以接纳。
If you are faced with a situation like our family did, after reading God's word, would you have the confidence in taking in these two elderly people?
我的岳父他大肠没有了，小肠只有12寸那么长。
My father-in-law already has lost most of his colon.
没人知道这样子的人能够活几天。
No one knows how long they would live. He would live.
老太太那是从早到晚就是喊得不停。
And the grandmother-in-law who is senile wails day and night.
她根本不认识谁是谁。
She doesn't recognize anybody.
她自从来到美国就叫我的太太叫妈妈。
And ever since she came to the States, she would call my wife mother.
因为她不知道，她只知道这个人很好，所以就叫她妈妈。
And she doesn't recognize anyone. All she knows is that this person treats me very well, so I'll call her mother.
老太太跟我们一同住了四年。
And his grandmother-in-law stayed with us for 4 years.
就是因为神的话，我们做了这个事，一直到今天，我们都很感谢神。
And because of God's word, that we're even till today, we're still very grateful to God.
神的话是可以相信的。
We can believe and trust in God's word.
因为神的话是真的。
Because His word is true.
我今天要早一点这个结束，所以我要再讲一件事情。这都是我亲身的经历。
And I need to end a little bit earlier today, but there's one last thing I want to mention.
我想教会你的弟兄姊妹都知道，我从前不是传道的。
I think most people in our church know that before I was not always a full-time pastor.
到了一天，神跟我讲，你要出来传道。
Until one day, God spoke to me and said, "You need to come out full-time."
那我怎么知道？神怎么样子对我讲呢
？Well, then how would I know that God said these words to me?
因为我的问题很多。
And I have a lot of questions.
首先，我还有两个儿子，这个小儿子还在读中学。
And first, I have two sons, and my younger son is still in high school.
第二，我不喜欢做传道。
Second, I don't like to be a pastor.
因为圣经里的告诉我们，基督徒都不喜欢传道。
Because the scripture tells us that Christians don't like to be pastors.
因为圣经上说，神要他的这个门徒去传道，就是让天使们能够看到这些人到底是什么样子的人。
Because in scripture it says that God wants his disciples to go out and share the gospel to be a spectacle to the angels.
Yeah. This is 所以在马太福音第十章跟第六章那里都是我们很熟的经文。
So we're all very familiar with Matthew chapter 10 and chapter 6.
我因为心里面有感动，所以我常常就想到这件事要不要把工作放下来。
So oftentimes I would think about if I should give up my career.
可是在那个时候，我生活里头一点积蓄都没有。
But during that time,
Yeah, there's no savings.
Oh, during that time, I had no savings.
我的小儿子一听到我要做传道，马上就担心，他说这个是不是以后就没有麦当劳吃了？
So my younger son would always be worried that, oh, does that mean if you become a full-time pastor, there won't be any more McDonald's?
对他来讲，这是一件很重要的事。
And to him, that's a very important thing.
Yeah, 我只有回答他，我说很可能就没有麦当劳了。
Because my response to him is very likely that there won't be any more McDonald's.
那么他就开始就担心了。
So he started getting worried.
然后我再想想，我们以后这个吃饭的问题怎么解决？
Then I would think about, well, how are we going to have meals?
因为我要这个出来的时候，我跟我太太讲了，我们绝不拿工钱，我们就这个投身在这个侍奉上，绝不跟任何人讲钱的事。
Because before coming out, I already discussed with my wife that after coming out full time to be a pastor, I would never talk about finances or talk about money with and not receive any wages.
So, 一想到把工作放下来, 这个去做传道啊, 这些事情, 就出现在我的脑子里的。
So, things have crossed my mind on how I'm going to pay and feed the family.
我跟神讲, 我可以不吃饭, 但是我的太太, 我的小孩子不吃饭, 这个, 这是一个不负责任的一个家长。
And I told God that I cannot eat, but how about my wife and my two sons? It would be irresponsible of me not to feed them.
我那个时候有一个工程在Long Beach.
And during that time, I had a project in Long Beach.
所以我常常到加州来。
So I would come to California often.
有一天, 早晨, 我租了一辆车子, 从这个, Irvine 到这个电力公司来。
And one morning, as I was driving in my rental car from Irvine to the
electrical
plant.
Yeah. 在那个时候, 我脑子里都不断的。 想这件事,
and during my drive, I often thought about these things.
当我从605 这个转过来上了这个10号路的时候,
and as I was driving on the 605, I was about to get on the ramp to get on the 10.
突然，我听到了神的声音.
And all of a sudden, I heard God's voice.
神讲话,
when God speaks, I know.
神说, 是谁决定你做什么工作?
And God said, who makes the decision of what you will do? What work you will do? And I responded, of course, it's you.
神说, 你读过马太福音没有啊?
And God said, have you read the Gospel of Matthew?
马太福音跟你怎么讲?
And what did the Gospel of Matthew say?
你先要把这个神的事情放在第一, 然后才去顾到你的生活, 是不是?
And it says, put the things of God as first priority, and then worry about your own personal matters.
所以现在我跟你讲, 你要马上把工作放下来, 做我的事。
And now I'm telling you that immediately you need to give up your job and career and do my work.
我对神能够讲什么?
So what can I say to God?
神说你不应该有任何的问题。
God said you should not have any questions.
你马上把工作放下来, 做我的工作。
You should immediately give up your career and do my work.
我假如是能够养活了 那些小麻雀,
if I can feed all the sparrows, of course I could feed you.
我跟神怎么讲?
And what was my response to God?
我说神啊, 的确是我的问题,
and God said, these are all my issues and you've resolved all of them.
我应该全心全意地依靠你。
And I need to trust in you with all my being.
所以第二个星期, 我就做了传道。
So the week following, I became a pastor.
当我决定做传道的时候, 那个公司你就跟我讲, 你到人事部去, 他们要跟你讲话。
And when I made the decision to resign, the company said, you need to go to the HR department. They have some things to discuss with you.
我工作的那个公司, 他们的退休金是很富庶的。
And the company that I used to work for, their retirement plan is a very good, generous.
我去跟他们报道工作的那一天, 我的上司就跟我讲, 他说你跟这个公司工作一辈子生活都不要愁了。
And when I spoke with my manager, he said if you continue to work here, then you don't have to worry about your finances ever.
所以现在我要走了，他要我到人事部，人事部第一句话，他说你为什么不能够再等几年呢？
And when I went to the HR department, they asked me, how come you can't wait for another couple of years?
他拿出一个本子来，他说你假如再做三年，你的退休有这么多钱，你假如做到这65岁，你就有这么多钱。
And HR person took out a handbook and showed me that if you continue to work for another 3 years, this is the amount that you will receive in retirement, and if you worked another 5 years, this is the amount that you receive in your retirement.
我说我可以不可以问你一个问题？
Then I asked them, can I ask you a question?
他什么问题？
They asked me, well, what question?
我说你知道我什么时候死了？
I asked them, do you know when I will die?
他瞪了个眼睛看着，他说我怎么知道你什么时候死？
And they were shocked at my question. How would I know when you would die?
我说这个就是我要离开我工作的原因，因为我不知道我什么时候死。
And this is the reason why I'm willing to give up my career is I don't know when I will die.
所以假如现在有机会，我可以侍奉主。
So now,
现在就要做，所以我要明天我就不来了。
So now I have the opportunity to serve.My God, then I will take that opportunity. So tomorrow I won't be back.
神的话是值得我们相信的。
So God's word is worthy for us to put our trust in.
我还有差不多三分之一没有讲。
I have about a third of the things that I haven't shared.
但是你们要守圣餐。
But we have Holy Communion.
所以我必须要离开。
So I'll end here.
我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，信靠你是何等有福。
Lord, trusting in you is indeed a blessing.
求主让我们今天在这个地方的信的跟不信的都知道一件事。
We pray for those that believe in you and those that don't believe in you have come to understand one thing.
你是全能的神，你爱所有的人。
You're an all-powerful God and you love all people.
做你的儿女是最有福气的。
It's such a blessing to be your children.
所以求主的话能够感动今天在场的每一位。
May your words move in the hearts of everybody.
让我们每一个人都说信靠主是有福的。
So that we can say that when we trust in the Lord, it's a blessing.
祝福每一位弟兄姊妹跟朋友们。
May you bless brothers and sisters and the friends here.
祝福我们的诗班。
And bless our choir.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.